Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Isn't it interesting that our New Testament so often have the words of Jesus in red, as though the only thing he did was speak, or the most important thing that he did was speak? And obviously he had some terribly profound things to say, but what about those acts of listening that he practiced? John chapter 4 to me is always the scripture that I go to and talk about the ability that Jesus had to listen, and his ability to listen between the words and under the words. And you have this Samaritan woman at the well, and you have this strange Jewish man sitting at this well, and the conversation they have is really interesting because she wants to talk about wells and water and mountains and on a very literal level, and Jesus seems to perceive what's happening under the surface, which is why I think that well is actually a really good representation of kind of the under the surface listening that Jesus is doing. That he hears her pain, he hears her hopes, he hears her longings, he hears her sins. He's able to listen to what's underneath, and that is kind of the listening that I aspire to. Obviously, we don't all have that same ability that he did, but the fact that we can hear what's underneath the words of people is also like a great practice of listening.
Got to read this from your book, Adam. I think it's just powerful. You said, "We find ourselves at the heart of the gospel mystery, that the heavenly King not only speaks, but listens, that he not only commands obedience, but he obeys commands. God's serving nature does not make him servile to our desires. He does not serve out of a slavish compulsion or a hollow duty, but of a freely chosen posture of servanthood, because that is who he is. This is no ordinary King. From the very beginning of the scriptures, we find a God who does not hoard power, but shares it. Created in God's image, humans are given the kingly responsibility of co-ruling creation, subduing it and representing the Lord to it." Honestly, Adam, we could spend a whole hour on that whole passage, but it reminds me in Scripture, I think it's John 13, where it says, you know, Jesus knew that he came from God and would return to God, so he picked up the towel and the basin. In other words, he knew who he was, where he came from, where he was going, and in his knowing, this King could do what the lowliest servant could have done, did, or would have done. Speak to just if we, the connection between knowing our identity in him and our capacity to hear others, even who think differently than we do.
Yeah, let me just say a couple other things in response to what you just said. I think we're given this picture of the Trinity, of a God who not only speaks but who listens, and it's not just something that God starts doing when he creates the earth, but God in his very nature is a listener. We're given this picture in the scriptures of the Son listening to the Father, and the scripture and the Spirit listening to the Father and to the Son, and so listener is core to who God is, and that is quite profound. And then the other scripture I like to talk about is the Exodus, kind of that blueprint for so much of God's redemptive acts throughout history. Doesn't start when Moses turns towards a burning bush, or the burning bush starts talking, or when Moses goes into the Pharaoh's throne room, but it happens, the Exodus starts when God listened. We have this picture in the first chapter of Exodus that God hears the groans of his people who are in captivity. So the Exodus started when God heard. And the fact that we have a King who listens is that God is unlike any other king in history.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.